Coming to you live from Browns headquarters in Berea, Ohio, this is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
What's up, Dog Pound? Nathan Zagura coming to you live on a special edition of Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford from the PNC Bank out in Strongsville. Come on out. We've got fun, food, games, drinks, and the people, good folks at PNC, going to help you turn a little bit of cheddar into a whole lot of cheese out here. So come on out and see us on Royalton Road here in Strongsville at the PNC Bank for a Browns tailgate edition of CBD. That's Cleveland Browns Daily, of course, driven by Liberty Ford. Today, special guest host with me, Cleveland's own Joe Juravicius is beside me right now here out in Strongsville. Come out and see him. Tashawn Gibson will be with us live out here in Strongsville and on the show at 2 o'clock. We're going to play a little after further review at 2:30, and we will have Nate Ulrich from the Akron Beacon Journal with us at 1:45 p.m. Eastern here today on our show. So certainly come on out, have some food, have some drinks. We'll talk Browns. We're going to continue to break down the victory against the Tennessee Titans and also turn our attention forward now to the win and the game upcoming, hopefully, against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But, Joe, first of all, happy to be with you here today. Excited to be working with you on CBD.
I appreciate you guys having me. It's kind of nice to be involved with the Cleveland Browns, obviously my favorite organization. You know, I'm a Clevelander, lifelong Clevelander, and what better way to spend a day than in the elements, like a real Clevelander. So if there's a perfect weather for a radio show, it might as well be during Pittsburgh and Cleveland week.
That's right. It is a little bit of football weather out here at the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Royalton Road. And, Joe, let's just start with your overall assessment of this team so far. Through four games at 2-2, what have you seen from the Mike Pettine-led Browns?
Well, I can tell you that the one thing that it's really sticking out to me right now is the fact that these guys are persistent. You know, they're hanging tough until the very end, and when you're able to do that consistently, it turns out to be a good thing. But right now, what Coach Pettine has these guys believing is they're finishing. They may not start the game out pretty, but they're finishing right now, and that's the most important thing.
Certainly, the first halves on the road have not been what we've looked for, but the comebacks in the second half have been epic, capped off by the biggest come-from-behind victory in the history of the National Football League, giving the Browns a 29-28 win over the Tennessee Titans. Now, you are a Cleveland native. You played for the Cleveland Browns. It was your team. And yesterday you got to spend some time in the Browns facility for the first time in a long time, and understandably so. What were your impressions of what you felt being back in the building? I know it was a kind of a powerful moment for you.
If powerful is an understatement. If I can make one point to the Cleveland Browns fans, I would say that the changes that have been made from the upstairs, so when you talk about the front office, I believe that the direction they have this team going right now, it will pay big dividends, not only for the football team itself, but for the city of Cleveland. I've been very impressed from what Mr. Haslam's been able to do, and just walking in the facility, it's created an atmosphere of white and orange and brown that just makes you believe that it's a lively place and that lively things are going to be happening for this organization.
No question. That was kind of the vision of Joe Banner when he redid that office, to open it up, make it seem a little bit more, as you said, a little more fun, a little more energetic. And certainly there's some fun and their energy out here at the PNC Bank in Strongsville. Braving the elements are many members of the Dog Pound walking around out here. Like I said, food and drinks will take good care of you out here at the PNC Bank in Strongsville and Royalton. So go ahead and come on out and see us. Now it's a Browns team 2-2, and it's Steeler week. Steeler week, obviously the biggest week on the calendar every single year for the Browns when they get them at home or on the road, so I guess 2 weeks. But what does it mean as a Clevelander to play in this game? And we know we've got a quarterback in Brian Hoyer, a safety in Dante Whitner, who are Clevelanders through and through. Your first Steelers game, what was that like here at home?
I could tell you, growing up in this area, knowing just how much this rivalry meant not only to the state of Ohio, but to the city of Cleveland and Dog Pound fans, it's a special week. There's no hiding it. There's a certain energy. And the thing that we have going for us right now is we do have the momentum that's going to help us into this game. Again, we've got a couple guys that are homegrown. They're Clevelanders. You know, you've got Dante and Brian Hoyer doing great things right now. They know what this rivalry means to the city. And although the elements are out here today, this is a week that everybody gets excited, they get geeked up. And it's a special time to be a Cleveland Browns fan because we have a team that's capable of going out there and starting to change this thing for the long term, and it will start this Sunday with the Steelers.
Certainly would be the second win in the row for the Browns, an opportunity to kind of get a little bit of momentum going, and that's important. But take me back to your first game against the Pittsburgh Steelers at home, the emotions that you felt, because what must it be like for Brian Hoyer to make his first start as the quarterback of the Browns, and also for Winter, his first start at home against the Steelers as a member of the Browns?
Well, it's funny. If I go back in my memory bank, there were a lot of things that were special for me, and I think the thing that was most vivid for me is the first time that I drove down to in front of the Muni parking lot, getting ready to pull into the stadium, I saw somebody wearing an 84 jersey with my name on the back, and the reality of my decision of coming back home kind of hit me upside the head, and I started crying on my ride into the game where I'm supposed to be, you know, in this warrior mentality where I'm getting ready to go play a football game against the Pittsburgh Steelers. But to see somebody in the Muni parking lot wearing my jersey, it kind of really hit home that, man, this is why I came home. It was worth every second of it. For Brian Hoyer, for Dante Whitner to be prepared or to know what the rivalry means to the city, I would be shocked if they didn't go in there with a little added momentum or a little bit of a chip on the shoulder, because they know the excitement that a win can bring to this city against that team.
Did you feel at that time that it was almost your duty to educate the other members of the team about just how important it is, not only to you personally, but to this city at large, to beat the Steelers?
Nate, you know, we talked a little bit earlier today about that, and what people need to understand is not everybody on this team is from Cleveland, obviously. Not everybody understands the rivalry between the Browns and the Steelers. But when you do come from the areas that we come from here in Northeast Ohio, you understand the magnitude of this game. I would say if there's one thing that stands out, that Dante Whitner will tell the team, Brian Hoyer will tell the team at some point this week, that we can make a statement. We can get people behind us, and we can make a statement in the National Football League if we go out there, play our best football, and take it to the Pittsburgh Steelers. But it's unfair, I think, for other guys to realize, if you're not from the area, just how important this game is. You're playing with guys from California that are from Florida, they're from Texas, and those types of things are hard for people to realize. This game will have its own edge, but I remember sitting in there telling the guys before the game that, guys, there's a game we have to win. It's this game. For no other reason than our fans deserve to see us beat the Pittsburgh Steelers. Some guys looked at me like I was nuts, and other guys looked at me like they knew a little bit about this rivalry and what it meant to the city.
And how hard is it to balance your own emotions going into a game like that, where you have a story where you see guys in your jersey and it brings you to tears, to like turn those emotions and get yourself to still be the professional you need to be once you're on the field?
Well, you realize that when you see somebody wearing that black and gold, that your whole idea is to try to take them out, man. You need to hit them. You need to do everything you can to set the tone. And, you know, I know that the Browns have played the Steelers in years past so tough, and the balls just kind of bounced their way more times than not. And that's unfortunate for us. But again, what we have right now with this Cleveland Browns team is we have more veteran leadership than we've had in years past. Veteran leadership, to me, is it sets the precedent of what kind of demeanor your team will take on. Guys like Dante Whitner, Joe Thomas have been around. Joe Hayden's now becoming that established veteran. These guys are going to lead by example, and it's only an education process for the rookies and the first and second year guys to come in there and see how these guys are doing it. But again, there's no better time to have veterans on your team than going into this particular game.
No question. And the Dog Pound has been raucous at the new look First Energy Stadium. The game's against the Saints and the Ravens. And the Dog Pound traveled incredibly well last week against the Titans. They kind of took over the crowd a little bit at the end of that game, helping the Browns get the win. What's it like when you're out there and the crowd, the energy that you can get from a crowd, especially at a Steelers game here in Cleveland?
Well, you feed. No matter how you slice it, you feed off of your fans. So if it's a home game and the Dog Pound's barking and the fans are ready to roll because of spending a few hours in the Muni parking lot, those are the important things, man. That's ultimately what gets game day kicked off, is the fans get ready. They know the importance. They have a little bit of juice in them. They've got some food in them. And it's important. And believe me, the guys on the field know that. When the fans are going crazy, it does nothing but get you more excited for kickoff.
Certainly does. And the Browns have gotten off to slow starts on the road. That has not been the case at home. I think a lot of it has to do with that energy they do get from the Dog Pound. And the Browns are going to have to come out fast this week. But let's go back to that Tennessee game. What did it say to you about Brian Hoyer that he has now overcome two deficits of 24 points or more on this season, one to get the tie in Pittsburgh in week number one, and then, of course, to come back and get this win against the Tennessee Titans last week where the Browns ran up 26 consecutive points? Does it just, what does that do in the locker room? As a wide receiver, do you say, all right, we just got to get the ball and give our quarterback a chance right now?
I would tell you that Hoyer is not frazzled. He does not get, he doesn't seem to be shaken by anything. And that, to me, going into a huddle with the other 10 guys, knowing that Hoyer is going to look every single one in the eye and kind of give off this air of confidence, that builds momentum inside that huddle. I would say that the thing that stands out for me is you have a bona fide leader right there in the huddle with Brian Hoyer. And again, what he brings into that huddle by his demeanor, his actions, his enthusiasm, the getting the guys doing the right things, not turning the ball over. The guys in that huddle know that they can depend on him. Therefore, when they break the huddle and they step up to the line of scrimmage, they know that the guy leading that team at that particular moment is a leader.
He is a leader. He's been phenomenal. You talked about taking care of the football at one before that interception last week, which basically was like a punt, and by the way, saved 30 seconds of clock for the Cleveland Browns at a minimum. That he had the longest active streak in the NFL without an interception. The Browns enter week number six here with the fewest number of giveaways in the NFL with just one. It's been phenomenal what they've been able to do offensively. Now, our Ohio Business Machine hot topic of the day, well, one of them is, how do you fix this defense? Is it the players in the secondary, or is it the scheme that's running causing the issues? We're also going to talk about, and you will have good perspective on this, you have a victory that's as emotional as that one. When do you flip the switch in terms of your preparation? Time to stop celebrating, time to look ahead. And we'll continue to talk about this offense and the great job Kyle Shanahan and this entire offensive unit have done. But let's start with that one. What an emotional win. You see the players bonding. They're dancing in the locker room. It really brings the team together. And it's hard to not want to hold on to that moment and look ahead, but that's what you have to do every week.
Nathan, I think what we have to realize here is when I was playing here and we had that momentum in 07 where we finished the season at 10-6, we had so many young guys on the team that they didn't know when to shut that switch off. It is absolutely 100% okay to enjoy the game, to enjoy a victory like that, because what you're doing is establishing your identity. Football is a hard enough game to play, but when you're able to have a little bit of enthusiasm and be proud of what you guys accomplished during the week, you enjoy it. The difference is we have so many veterans right now that I think they're going to, if the young guys aren't going to flip the switch themselves, the older guys are going to flip the switch for them. And again, it goes on to, listen, this is a win-loss game, just like Coach Pettin said weeks ago. We won the game. We want to win more games. So take that enthusiasm. Enjoy your night. Have a good dinner. Have some fun with your family and friends. Rest up. The switch gets shut off. We now get ready to play the Pittsburgh Steelers. And again, I think that only comes from having a veteran presence on the team. So I would be shocked if the veterans haven't already shut the switch.
And how helpful is that for a first-year head coach in Mike Pettin when he knows that he has people in the locker room that will kind of make sure that everybody gets the message he's trying to put out?
Well, I think it's one less thing on coach's plate. You know, if you have guys that are policing their own locker room and saying, guys, this is the way we're going to do it, and you don't have to hear it from your head coach, that pays big dividends because now he can spend that extra time preparing for the Pittsburgh Steelers in an X's and O's fashion. Again, it gives the players self-police themselves. They know that the most important thing is we have to move on. Let's shut that switch. Coach doesn't have to worry about us because we're going to do it right because we want to do it right. We like this feeling. We're going to get ready to dance on Sunday night.
And it's a big game against the Steelers, a big opportunity to really get some momentum, get the 3-2, get that first win in the division, which is important with the Browns now at 0-2 in the division. But when you come off of a win, you get confidence. When you look back at the tape and watch, not the first half, but the second half of that game against the Steelers, that's got to be a big confidence boost because they went out in Pittsburgh and absolutely dominated the Steelers for 30 minutes, and they have to feel that, hey, we put this together for 60 minutes, we're getting a win and probably a decisive one.
Well, I'd like to believe that how they finished that game in Pittsburgh is now going to kind of transfer over to the first half of the game, and then they can play the second half of the game like they've been playing. the momentum, we always talked about momentum. No matter where I've been, you always want to start a game off with momentum. You want to have some confidence. You want to get out there. You usually script your first 15 or so plays of the game so that you have no questions. There's nothing to question other than this is the play we're running. We've run it so many times in practice, and now we have nothing to do but snap the ball and go smack somebody in the mouth on the football field. And it's kind of a demeanor that's set. The Browns have been playing unbelievable football in the second half. Obviously, everybody knows they've been starting off a little bit slow. But if we can take something from that Pittsburgh game, and you better believe it that they're going to go over there, they're going to study those things. They will make that transition. They're going to study that second half of the game, see the things that they've done, the things that work, and that's going to transfer over to this first half of football on Sunday for the Browns.
I certainly hope so, because the last time they had that big second half, as you mentioned, against the Steelers in week one, they came out with a fast start at home week two, getting up 16-3 against the Saints. The Browns, by the way, undefeated this year when they scored the first points like they did in that one against New Orleans. So hopefully they will continue that trend and get it done against the Steelers on Sunday. We're just getting started. Live from the Tank out in Royalton. We've got food, we've got drinks, we got cornhole, we got the football throw over there, we got lots of fun. A DJ's out here spinning and getting you down at the PNC Bank in Strongsville on Royalton Road. So come out and see us here. We're just getting started. We want to hear from you. 216-578-0850. What's wrong with this defense in your mind? How do you fix it? And how can this team get going to ensure quicker starts out of the gate? Those are our Ohio Business Machine hot topics of the day. So 216-578-0850. Call us up. Come and see us. Nathan Zagura, Joe Juravicius. It's Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford.